The tides here move fast, and with a range of up to 30 foot, there's a real danger of getting cut off.
Let's take it steady around it. We can't go around that. Tide cut us off that way as well. It's not actually a very clever position to find ourselves in here.
I'm gonna have to climb out.
Well, that's all overhanging. So is this stuff. This tide is coming up fast, guys. Fast. Just back up, see what that fish is like. Actually, this might be possible, this bit. And most cliff faces will have some sort of line of weakness if you look hard enough. This is probably our best way up out of this cove.
And I want to move fast up this exposed rock face.
The good thing about this is that the wind and the waves have smashed off all of the loose rock. So everywhere's basically pretty good as a whole.
I'm using a climbing technique called foot and back that relies on opposing forces to keep you on the cliff face.
Okay, quite nicely wedged now into this chimney. We're back against this wall, my hands and legs here.
But there's no time to rest.
You know what, this is the sort of thing you do in your head. It's a nice summer's day somewhere. When your hands are so cold, you hardly feel them. The wind's blowing, the rain's coming in. Everything becomes harder.